Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Spooky, Kate Talbot, Lisa K, Jari Thorup Parlow, Lou Harrison, Elliot, Claudia Howard, Amanda Lord, Sarah Cavanna, Jessica Freeman, Fresh Cat, Dog, Elizabeth Kalbacher, Ayn Morgan, Corvin J. Lynn, Kit, Cody Wolf, Iris Lazuli, Spa, Carrie Leclerc. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 133 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today, I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn McRae,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zol Smith,
Hamitler and Altahan,
Sel Sidebottom,
and Azu.
It's very, very dark. You're all clutching onto a pontoon in various states, apart from Sel, who Sel stood there alone in the dark. We are going to pick up where we left off. You have made it to a cave underneath an island with a person and info that you want to claim. I think that's as brief as I can get it.
All by myself.
So where are the rest
anymore.
Of us?
See what I did.
Can
there?
Everyone apart from Cell please give me a... No, you know what?
We were hanging on. We were in a stable position.
We weren't drowning yet.
Zolf gets a free climb up because he's lashed, and that comes with a few extra benefits.
Yes. Also, I forgot, and I know I've made it into the last episode, I have boots of levitation, so I should have just been using those.
In fact, you know what I'm going to do? Let's get an initiative order briefly. That's probably going to be the best way of doing this.
Us against
I was sat there going, how am I going to sequence a series of actions that are basically happening simultaneously?
17.
Azu's right. On 14.
21.
And Sasha?
No!
Firstly, Sel, and secondly, do I need to, because am I not?
Yeah.
You might want to react.
I won't, though.
Hypothetically.
Eight.
Okay. In which case, then, Hamid, you are up first. You are currently holding on to the side. There's one benefit, which is that the pontoon's always at water level, because that's how pontoons roll.
Yep.
Go for it.
I want to cast Fly, but spells have somatic components.
you would need to be upon this pontoon if we.
Yeah, so I guess I just try and.
Upon the tomb.
You must be upon the tomb.
Pull myself
yes.
up. I'm not even going to try and stand. I'm literally just going to pull and roll onto it. Like, I don't need to do anything other than just be somewhere where I can, even just for a single second, have freeze with my arms and not be.
Given that you're in
drowning.
Water and blah, 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 and you're not wearing armour, I'm fine for you to just get on the pontoon, and as long as you accept that you are lying prone upon the pontoon.
I will take 10 to very gradually and safely.
That's fine.
Roll myself onto the pontoon.
That's
waterlogged
fine.
And prone.
I will say that in order to do that, it'll take standard action.
I will use my whole round.
You
That's
can use
fine.
Your whole round. You are now upon the tune, prone, but you're not having to make acrobatics checks because you're prone upon the tune. Azu, you're up.
Doesn't Zolf come next?
Yes! Sorry. Azu work? Begins with an A. Zolf begins with a Z. Zolf, you're up. You've both got Z in your name.
Initiative is alphabetical.
Alphabetical.
I'd like you to introduce my new character, Aaron Aardvark.
A thought occurs to golf.
The concept of golf.
Just names in general are being deconstructed in this episode.
What if I hit a small dimple bowl at the ball? Oh. Zolf remembers that he has boots of levitation and so begins to fall off the pontoon and then decides to stop.
It's basically like to activate them, it is effectively just like a click heels kind of job, isn't it?
I tried to look up Wondrous Lightning, but it's fundamentally like, eh, when you want.
Fine, yes. You have your boots of levitation, and if I remember correctly for how it works, you still have a move action easily enough.
But levitate means I can go up and down. I cannot go.
Sure,
so...
I just meant if you want to do other stuff, you can.
Right, yes.
Everything's within arm's reach, by the way.
Cool. I can see. Where is everyone?
Azu is currently held on to the pontoon with both arms, wearing full armour, which means you don't get the easy climb on. Hamid is currently on his back towards the edge of the pontoon. It's only like 5 foot wide, so you're pretty much... Mm-hmm. Filling it effectively, just on your back going, oh. Cell's just stood in the middle, looking around, unable to see anyone, going,
hi-ya, hey,
okay. Hamid, stay where you are, Azu, I'm coming to help. I'll just drag myself over the top of it.
Yeah, that's fine. Like,
so using my hands to...
Everything's within reach, you can pull yourself along, and for what it's worth, on the pontoon, there's a reason that you get the reflex save. There are ropes along the side and so on, it's just that people normally wouldn't use a pontoon in a Tempest.
Sure, and I will try to help Azu get up.
That's fine, yeah, we'll clock that into Azu's turn.
I attempt to get back on.
You are going to have to give me a roll. So, I'm afraid it's going to have to be an acrobatics one as well with Zolt's help.
All right.
Could it be a straight strength check?
Not in this situation.
Say goodbye to Azu, everyone!
Oh,
yeah,
well,
that's like zero.
I rolled, but I don't know if I needed to. I don't know if I'm providing a bonus or rolling.
You're providing a flat bonus because I'm eating up your action to do so on this one.
Yeah.
You basically said, as in you said, I'm just taking the time to do it. It's
okay.
Fine.
So I got a 6, and then armor penalty is -5, and then probably just...
Zolf's help means you don't have to do the reflex save. You're still holding on to the edge of the thing.
Hooray.
That's how that works.
Thank you.
Sell, little help.
I'd be a
dolphin. Armor's the worst when you're in specific situations, and it has to come up occasionally.
Being a dolphin. Again.
Sell, you are up.
I just want people to imagine that at the moment, there's a sell, a little help here, just like, bing, dolphins. And like, bonk. And like, wiggles off the pontoon, and then like...
You don't even jump in the ocean.
Sel, I will always. Sel is intelligent, but not wise.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair.
So one of the annoying things that we've just spent a lot of time off air discussing is the fact that dolphins have blind sight and not dark vision. But Sel is.
You're not allowed blind sight yet.
No. So by feel, wobbling around, like.
In fairness, it's
a small area, right?
It's a dolphin in its natural environment, the second in the water. It's
small area, and I'm a large person.
Basically, the dolphin is underneath your feet.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm happy to allow that, even in the dark.
And it's just providing a bit of extra push off.
Okay.
Okay.
Hamid.
We invent that thing where like, people are riding dolphins.
Hamid casts fly.
Perfect.
And then does a vampire rise from prone. In the darkness where no one can see. But just
amazing.
So I know.
Zolf can see.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Oh, so what Zolf can see is the pontoon occasionally drops about 20 feet. And Hamid's still perfectly in place and the pontoon comes back up to meet Hamid.
Yeah, amazing. And actually, if you look really closely, he's a couple of inches above where the pontoon rises.
But is there so much going on? So good.
Great idea, Hamid. Right, come on, Azu, let's go.
So, Zolf is helping, Sel is helping, Azu. This one, just give me a... You know, it will have to be acrobatics. It's going to have to be acrobatics. Just
I know.
Just don't be terrible.
But with dolphin bonuses.
I still feel like it could just be a heft check.
Oh! That's 19.
Boom!
Yay!
So, with everyone's help, you manage to get back up onto the pontoon on all fours, holding on, rope on one side, Rupon the Elder just...
Right, I know that was really rubbish, but I genuinely think it's still important that we keep the lights off, okay? We just need to... Let's take it slowly and carefully, holding on to the rope.
If anyone else wants to be able to fly, if they just come over to me, I can cast it on you.
Probably best to just do that for Azu.
Okay.
I can levitate.
Yeah. Azu? I'm not...
Azu?
Okay, wait.
And I will lead Hammy and Azu together.
Yeah, you're feeling... I'm trying to make... I can see you.
It shows...
Yeah.
Nope, that's my face. Just leave it right there. There we go.
Shows how often I use pitch dark in this campaign. Not a lot. Slows things down.
I cast fly on Azu.
Yeah.
Still a dolphin.
So, I am happy for everyone to make their way along the pontoon, Sal admittedly alongside, occasionally being 20 foot below the party and then back up kind of thing.
I will be holding hands with Azu now, because I can help her fly and she can help me see.
You can just
Dream
go
team.
Along. You can,
oh, yeah!
You can just go along, like, because, like I said, there's ropes running along the length of it, holding it together.
We're not in a rush.
There's no reason to, so I'm just assuming people are taking tens, etc.
At the point that the movement, I assume with the hinge, it gets to be a point where the pontoon is not next to the water. Sail's going to jump up out of the water as a dolphin and then again, like, splat onto the...
As a dolphin?
As a dolphin. And then change.
This is all fine.
It is loud.
You all make it to where the pontoon connects to the cave wall.
Sorry about all the swearing, guys. Just as a dolphin, it feels natural.
So where the pontoon meets the cave wall, there are a pair of very long metal poles. The pontoon effectively has rings into those poles so that it can move like about 20, 30 foot up the wall and down. There's a ladder that runs just beyond the pontoon so that if the pontoon's at its lowest level, it can and up. Clearly, whoever uses this place both knows that there might be storms and also it can deal with high and low tide and stuff like that.
So also point of order, that means that this setup is hideously loud, right?
Good. So we don't have to worry about...
I nod silently.
Yeah,
you're right. It's I mean, the storm's so loud anyway.
But also, you've got...
Yeah, absolutely. The ladder basically leads up to what appears to be a hewn tunnel into the cave wall. And it looks like there's, like, barriers and, like, metal barriers and stuff up there. You've just picked the wrong time. For what it's worth, it's not like you're in a natural cave. Someone's clearly retrofitted this. I am not going to require everyone to give me rolls to climb up the ladder should people want, because I'm assuming that you're all sensible to wait till it's at its highest point.
So not a dolphin.
Grab
anymore.
On. And then
helps with swimming.
Basically.
I mean climbing. Actually, no, being a dolphin would help with swimming. If not being a dolphin helps with climbing.
If anyone would like to not take 10, let me know, because otherwise you just make it in.
I fly.
Oh, it's even easier.
I also fly.
Oh,
I levitate.
Just use
that. Climb?
Thank God. I put all these things on the wall.
We're high-level
no
characters now, Alex. We can solve simple problems, like... Getting up a wall.
I would be able to cast spells that would
Absolutely.
On myself that would help. But
just
don't
it's
wait.
A ladder.
Exactly.
It's a ladder. You make it into the hewn stone corridor. It has a metal gripped grating at the bottom, sort of industrial style. Characters that have dark vision, you can see that there are brackets for torches, but nothing is lit. Mm-hmm. Non-electric, actually, worth mentioning.
Sure.
Maybe 30 feet down, there is a... airlock style door, sort of think submarine door, you know, with the spinny handle job.
This feels familiar.
Right, okay, so there's a big loud door which kind of mucks things up.
When we get to the door, I'm guessing that there will be people on the other side.
Maybe.
So how about we get to, how far away is the door?
I mean, we can get, hang on a minute.
Whoa.
We're at the door now.
Okay.
Can anyone check it for traps?
No.
I mean, I'm not very good, but I'll have a look.
I mean, I got a natural 20 with my perception check, so it's 29.
The worst. You can discern two things with it.
Yeah.
Because you've seen this kind of thing before. You've probably sailed on an ironclad before or something similar, maybe.
Sailed in the Royal Navy.
Exactly. You both recognise that the door is not trapped, as far as you can discern. And also, at a glance, it appears to be unlocked, because normally they have a sort of red-green indicator for whether it's been locked on. It's open on this side, so it's on green, so presumably it's open on the other side as well.
Okay.
Not that I can see, but I'll open it so that if I explode it, it's my fault.
All right, that sounds good to me.
Yeah,
I mean, though you seem quite competent, so I would be just... I know that we're not... It would be nice if you weren't exploded, or just say that.
Thanks.
And also, like, a nice guy, you know? So if you do explode, it was nice knowing you, even briefly.
Yeah, no,
just so you know.
All right, well, cool. Good luck and goodbye.
All right.
Probably not.
Bye, friend.
Okay, so should we do invisibility now? How long does it last, Ahmed?
A few minutes.
What's a few minutes?
8 minutes, if you want to be specific.
I could just open it, quickly check.
Yeah.
And then maybe waste the invisibility for when.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Once we know.
Right, I'm going to be back here.
Okay.
Like, clonks backwards.
Yep.
Not a sneaky character.
Azu is going to be close enough that I can run and heal you if necessary, but not close enough to get hit.
Right. Okay.
Maybe I should be a hedgehog.
Okay.
Right, so is it a wheel or a lever?
It's a wheel.
Okay, so
the lever is to lock, the wheel is to turn.
So I'm just going to be like, as quietly as possible. I know.
Honestly, there's still a storm outside. Like, it's quieter in this tunnel, but you're only like 40 feet away from...
Okay, well, very carefully, open the door and then open it the tiniest crack and just put my like eye to it and see if it's...
Give me a perception check.
Oh. 19.
So, it's an empty corridor on the far side. 30 feet away, you see what appears to be a staircase next to... probably a mechanical elevator lift setup, something similar.
Mm-hmm. Is it lit?
No.
Okay. Still not lit, so it looks like we're all right.
Okay.
Open the door properly.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Was this door the only feature in the corridor we first entered?
Leading into, as in, from the water to here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it literally, cool. There is metal grillwork on the floor so that people don't lose their gap. It is a roughly hewn stone.
Sure.
You can see...
I can't.
Sorry, Zolf would be able to see the signs of mechanical dig work rather than, like, you know, magic or whatever. And yeah, there's torch brackets along it, and the corridor is exactly the same on the other side. From your eye, Zolf, it is a standard, don't want water getting in my stairwell. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it.
Hey, buddy, just to say, I'm really glad that our friendship gets to continue.
Yeah, it didn't explode. It's great.
That was great. Well done.
Well done. Cool.
Yeah. Did you like when I was a dolphin?
I did it, but yeah, no, it was, good. That's good job. Cool. Nice.
Yeah, I'll do that again.
Right, anyway, let's keep going. It looks like there's an elevator, but I think we're going to probably have to take the stairs.
Sure.
It's noisy. Should we go?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Lead the way.
So, heading to the stairwell, you can see that the lift isn't at this station, to be clear. There's only one. Think standard freight elevator, you know, with the lattice metal door that you can pull across left and right and so on. More brackets on the wall. A closer inspection, just because you've had a bit more time around them, they appear to be more flare-based rather than, like, torches, so stuff that will handle the water better. The stairwell, you know that sense that you can get of large space where, like, it's just the sound echoes and so on? You get the impression that the stairway goes on a decent distance downwards and upwards.
What do we reckon, up or down?
I think we should go up. I would guess that going down leads to the emergency exit tunnel.
Yeah. Maybe.
And the keeper's on the top.
Noting for the future.
Evil labs. I'm thinking up for offices, down for evil labs. So I'm not sure, you know.
Then offices for information, maybe?
Yeah.
We can do both, but let's just start going up.
All right, up we go.
All right.
Are you all trying to go stealthily or not stealthily?
As stealthily as possible.
That's fine. Everyone give me a stealth check.
Hey!
No helping one another.
Are you still good at these?
I mean, I'm still pretty good. Like, I'm not ridiculous. I'm just good.
Ooh, no.
Ooh.
Clonk, clonk, metal legs.
An unnatural one.
Okay, good to know.
Uncanny!
15?
I got a natural 20, but minus...
Hey. Yes!
Yeah, but minus some stuff, I'm assuming.
I got 23.
Yeah, minus your standard 5.
So it's right. Actually pretty decent still.
What was your salmon again?
15. I rolled a 5.
Okay.
Is it still complete darkness?
Yeah.
Ah, it's cool. Yeah, still 23 though.
So, to make this make sense, it's dead simple. I'm going to say that Zolf's going up at the front with Azu at the back so that we've got the dark vision people on either side, making sure no one goes astray.
Yes.
As you know, I want to make you all do.
I assume the fly is still going, so I can basically be hovering and not tiring myself out climbing
just pulled
stairs.
Pulled along like a non-weighted piece
like
of
a helium
baggage.
Balloon.
Yeah.
Well, if fly is still going, then I might also be flying, which is why I'm not cranking so much.
Yeah.
Actually, I was just thinking, levitate doesn't lock you into a column, does it? It just means you can't propel yourself under.
You could pull yourself
along.
I mean,
it might just be flavour because I still rolled that badly, but if it has an effect, I'm not touching the ground.
Mechanically, I'm going to say it's not because it's so awkward you're as likely to clang against the side as you are.
Fine,
clonk.
But that's what I'm trying.
He's trying, but because he can't judge exactly where his legs are, they keep bashing against the stairs.
It's as simple as that. Yeah, you try and do the levitate thing and you get a bit big for your boots at some point, quite literally, and you're like, yeah, okay, clonk. Oh. Nothing happens, no one comes running or anything. It becomes apparent. It's going to take a while going up these stairs and there don't appear to be any side corridors leading off from it, any other floors, and you're just heading upstairs.
Great.
At a guess, you would reckon that this is leading pretty much up through the entire rock portion that you saw, straight through to, like, ground floor / basement kind of stuff.
Brilliant. Glad we didn't waste the invisibility.
The fly will probably wear off.
It will at some point. Yeah. If you're going stealthy because you're at like half speed.
So I was thinking a graceful descent for Hamid and a boom!
As he.
Yeah.
So,
mechanically, when fly ends, it gently lowers you to the ground.
Really?
Yeah, it's built into the mechanics.
Okay,
of the spell.
More of a clank.
So you keep going up, and then you can see sort of occasionally looking up the lift shaft that you're coming to wherever the lift was, is, I should say. Heading up, eventually you can see that you are, I'm allowing you to stop one floor below. Like, you can see that there is a floor, and it looks like that there is a new floor, one above you.
What, with the trap door?
No. So literally you've stopped sort of one curve of the stairwell around, so that I haven't just said, you walk into a room full of people, you all die.
Is it starting to become late?
Still no.
If there still aren't any lights, maybe it's okay to keep going?
Yeah, I guess so. We just keep trying to be stealthy. I know it's not ideal, but, you know, best to try.
I mean, I can't see anything, so I guess that other people can't see anything?
Me and Azu can see some stuff.
I love that Sol's made it all this way up and then just been like, I just thought you were really, you know, skilled.
No, I mean, no, they would know that they're probably thinking of other people.
Having experimented with multiple animal forms, they understand dark vision.
That is probably... But my inclination to play the character as enthusiastic to contribute is not necessarily matched by my understanding of the system.
What's the plan with this floor that's upcoming? Just try and sneak up?
I think continue as is, really.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to give you the opportunity. Also. Yeah, press on the way you are, so still stealthy, I'm not going to cry another roll. You make your way around, and it becomes immediately apparent what kind of a room it is. Mm. Big old storage room. The freight elevator is... a freight elevator. It's currently at this level. It's not a huge room. Like, I'm not talking enormous, like Temple of Indiana Jones style. It is just a middling size room with a bunch of apparently mundane looking crates up against the wall, and then a metal, but not a big like blast door, a metal door.
I have to say, folks, I've thought a lot about what's on this island, and I did not think nothing.
Worth mentioning, the staircase continues beyond this, upwards further, as does the elevator as well.
Should we look in the crates for simulacrum parts?
That's a good shout, actually, yeah. The thing we're looking for.
Oh, okay, I thought we were here to...
No, we're doing both.
Stop the attacks on my...
No, we are. No, we are, but we also have a thing to find out what's happening here, and they might be making something that's relevant, so we're going to check this. Don't worry, we're still going to be taking out Yoshira.
Good. Okay, I'll just sit here.
We'll just
wait.
Well, I don't know what a simulacrum part
is. I mean, just have a route around if you find anything weird.
Well, we also can't see.
Yeah, but they can't see.
So.
Oh, yeah, well, all right.
That's more of the barrier, I was thinking.
Okay, yeah, no, that's. All right, well. Okay, well, yeah, we'll get.
Yeah, we'll have a look.
Does Azu happen to some boxes?
Nope.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Some more?
Oh yeah, that's a great idea.
You can sort of do that without seeing.
Cell crouches and sort of like bent down. Probably their knees are about the same height.
So I'm not going to bother with strength checks. We've established this in previous warehouses. Azu makes boxes unhappen. It's all good.
Got a spear for leaving.
That's what's very
on,
nice.
What's on strength? I'm strength 16. So
I'm strength 17.
Actually,
as well. Wait,
I'm just gonna put my glasses on, and I think you'll find that mechanically that makes no difference. We're both on a +3 bonus, I'll have you know. So, thank you.
As this happens, I think let's take a break and calm down. Let's all calm down.
Sorry, that wasn't filmed.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So, inside the crates, which we've all established, everyone can open because you're all strong in your own ways. Inside the crates are a collection of both, again, to the eyes of the non-experts, mundane and slightly more exotic stuff. On the mundane, we're talking one of them's got a load of onions in it.
Delicious.
I think I can smell onions.
One of them has bottles of, appears to be like wines and spirits, things like that. Not posh, to be clear.
Hannah's like, I definitely can't smell wine.
Another one of them has a pile of shiny rocks in it, not gold. Might be fool's gold. It's hard to tell with dark vision because you haven't got colouring and so on.
Do you have a praise?
I'm a dwarf.
So you like rocks?
Yes.
Apparently Ben is going to get his rocks off.
That's incredible.
I think actually being a salt beard means that I only get this bonus underwater.
I think so too.
You could throw them to Sel, who has quite a lot.
And can't see in the dark.
Yeah, but could do by feel.
I was going to say, you've probably tasted most rocks at this point. There's a box of weird rocks.
You don't know that Sel has a ridiculous amount of skill points in geography.
There is
or nature.
Another one that's full of liquids that you probably shouldn't drink.
Oh, you say that.
Give him a sniff.
Oh. I have profession cooking.
Okay, cool. You give You give one of them a sniff.
Carefully.
Give me a fort save regardless, but it's not going to be... Just don't fail.
I rolled a 2, but I still get 12.
You get 12, you're okay. One of them is, like, basically smelling salts or something equivalent, like, blows your socks off. They're really, really concentrated, whatever it is. Everyone in the room immediately gets a wash of something vinegary.
What have you found?
Ooh. Oh, a bottle of something horrible. I'll keep one.
And then that's it. The rest is, like, a bit of cloth. One of them has loads of bolts, but they're not adamantine. They just seem to be, like... bolts of various sizes.
Show me the weird liquids.
When we find some light.
Well, no, hold up.
Oh, actually, you do find one crate is full of those flare things that you've seen in the torch brackets around the place.
Okay, do we each still have a bag of holding?
Yeah,
I don't.
I do. I'm going to...
You've probably got two. We had so many before these two showed up.
A lot of them died with Grizzop and Sasha.
That's true.
So.
Wait!
Because we just had them on us. Yeah, and we didn't come back. Yeah. We just left. You know, we
I still don't really know what happened to Sasha right now.
No, you don't.
Right, I just wanted to say that I want to take some of the rocks and some of the weird liquids.
Sure. Yeah, I've taken a bottle of the horrible stuff. Because I have let the record show that I've written down horrible bottle in my...
Horrible bottle?
Horrible bottle.
Yeah. It's a capital O, an horrible bottle.
I've put an apostrophe there instead.
That's all right, I'll allow it. It's a capital apostrophe there. Just...
Oh, yeah, I'll make it really big.
So, digging around, there is one last thing that you see in there.
Ooh.
Right at the back, it's sort of leaned against the boxes and so on. And in fairness, you wouldn't notice it at first. You had to move boxes to find it.
It's a simulacrum, just like clonk against the wall.
It is an undersized spear. It is real weird looking, though. Real weird looking. It's got, like, liquid up at the top, and it's not the right size for a humanoid person. Quite a thick kind of butcher knife style blade up at the top.
Is it sized for a halfling or a goblin?
I know that neither mine or Bryn's characters have dark vision and so have not seen that you just found a crate of torches in the sealed But I'm just thinking.
I can cast dancing lights. Literally, whatever.
We have torches.
The reason we're not.
He's being polite to Zoth.
It's we're not that we can't.
I'm going to cast detect magic because then, although I won't be able to see any objects, I might be able to see the auras they give off.
It's all good.
These might be evil rocks.
Well, I was going to just
evil rocks. Totally a thing.
At the very least, I'll be able to see Azu.
Oh, and I glow pink in your detect magic.
Oh, thing. And me.
I mean, anyone who's wearing magical armor.
Certain bits of you, yeah.
Clerics don't have auras.
But some of your stuff will.
No, yeah. I can't see her aura because she's a paladin. I can see the aura of her magical.
She's literally encased in magic.
So you can see Cell's goggles and belt.
Yep. So I leave it up to a character to say what he can see of their equipment. However, in terms of the room, there is nothing magical in this room.
That isn't. We didn't bring with us.
Yeah, that's a better way of phrasing it. Yeah, that'd be a real bad thing to discover.
I'm have a look at the spear.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because I use long weapons. But I think, as Helen asked, is it sized for a small creature?
To your eye, it looks like it's a reach weapon for a small creature, as opposed to a, like, undersized staff or something.
Sure. Are you narrating what you're doing so that we can at least have some
idea what's
going
on? We'll probably call it back saying, onions, rocks, whatever.
Can you pass me the rocks?
Look. Azu will give you some rocks because she starts to throw it and then like no wait.
Right, there's this kind of weird spear thing I'm gonna have a look at.
It's not magical.
All right, well it's got liquid in it, so it might be poisonous.
Could you maybe make some light? Because I could probably just like check it.
Is it safe to make some light in this room?
I'd be interested in.
You can see all corners of this room. Oh,
I think this room's actually probably fine.
I cast dancing lights.
Oh, what a nice room!
The light disappears up the stairwell, obviously. But
I mean, I can literally send the lights to the opposite corner.
But that's exactly what I mean.
Far.
So
yeah.
All I'm saying is that you can see the whole room. Maybe a little bit's bleeding up and a little bit bleeding down.
Okay, so can I roll engineering to work out anything about the spear?
Yes, you can.
That is a 23.
It's a unloaded syringe spear. So it is a spear for a small creature which would stab someone and then inject them full of something.
Oh, cool! So this is a, and it's fortunately it's unloaded. Don't worry. This is a syringe spear. So this is for like prodding someone and filling them full of stuff.
Oh,
you know, like some
That's what this weird liquid would be for.
Have you got some horrible stuff that you can put in it and then we give it to Hammer so Hammer can prod people full of
horrible stuff? No, but you do now.
Oh, really? Is this poison?
Horrible?
Well, it's. I mean, it smells bad, but
it might kill
someone if it enters their bloodstream. I guess.
Yeah, actually. Give that to me.
I really know how to use a spear.
One ends the pointy one and you poke people with it, genuinely.
Is it honestly just that simple?
For the syringe spear, the whole thing is built so that when you stab someone, it happens. Loading it, bit of a faff, but you don't need to do anything special. It's an idiot-proof weapon.
Also, spears are simple weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I know that out.
Of course you do.
Alchemy-wise, I rolled 35.
So I'm going to give you a sweep of that crate rather than a separate check for each one, which technically I should do, but I'd rather die. I couldn't imagine anything more boring. Mm. So how it works, real simple. Everything in there is interesting, comparatively hard to get hold of. Not a lot that you can do with it unless you've got like industrial scales of stuff. So the horrible liquid is effectively a very, very potent vinegar. That's the best way to describe it.
To be fair, you don't really want that injected in you.
But what it is it's an eclectic bunch, and it's like, you know what? If you were going to stock an apothecary, money was no option, and you just wanted to make sure you had a bit of a sample of everything.
It's a decent set of reagents.
Yeah, it's a good reagent cache. You could do some stuff with it, but ultimately, you could get hold of all of this stuff yourself. If you just took the time to source it.
Yeah, guys, it's just ingredients, you know? None of it's really that. In fact, I could make a poison with it for you to put in the spear. Literally could.
Yes, you could.
But that would take a little while.
What's the most dangerous single thing in there?
Doesn't work like that. There is something in there that's... there is something in there that's poisonous, but it's the kind of thing where you shouldn't be exposed to it. Like, there's a bit of mercury in there, for instance.
I mean,
you could make
a
poison, but it will take you a while.
There's some stuff that will make your hair fall out. Some stuff that if you want to have kids in future, you probably shouldn't
really
drink.
I'm more comfortable just casting spells and using my crossbow anyway. So maybe we just stick the spear in a bag of holding.
Also,
and
to be clear, it's not the right size.
You have
hammered.
A bag of holding? That's so cool! Where did you find it?
I've got two.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yes.
Me too.
Whack that in there then.
Great.
Do you want one?
So.
Bag of holding, yeah, very useful.
Yes,
okay.
I
can't remember what I put in what, so here's one.
would you like one, Sel?
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, I'll just transfer everything into this one, and then you can have that one.
I'm going to stick my hand into Azu's bag of holding, just pull out the first thing I find.
I don't know what Azu's been putting in her bag of holding.
Is it actually love stories?
I'll tell you what, let me see your inventory, and I'll tell you what he puts up.
Don't you have one of Harrison Campbell's books that you haven't given me? Or did you?
Somebody no.
did.
No, all
somebody
my,
had unpublished.
No, someone
had unpublished.
That was Bertie, and he dropped it.
That was it, and he destroyed it.
It was the proof for the book that put Harrison Campbell out on top. That's the book that became the instant modern classic.
There was definitely one that got dropped in a puddle.
Mostly transferring is lumps of adamantium ore. Yep. From one bag of holding to the other.
That is an extremely large amount of adamantium.
Yeah,
just ask where you guys have been?
We're in like a factory.
Yeah, Zolf pulls out a bunch of desert weather gear.
You folks have
been... that ain't gonna fit me.
No, that's great.
You folks have clearly been having an interesting time.
Yes, that's accurate.
For free as part of your alchemy thing, rocks are similar. Like the ones that are at the top, it's just pyrite. And a bunch of other stuff in there. It's all stuff that, yeah, you could do some stuff, but you'd need a lab, it'll take some time, and frankly, you can probably whip something up with the stuff you're carrying on you easier and quicker.
Like, so I know that the guy that's here is an alchemist, right? Like, we don't get on. So this just tells me that he's got a lot of stuff.
Right, so it's useful but not special.
Some of the stuff he nicked from me, probably.
Mm. All right, okay.
I mean, that sort of makes sense, given it's also storing... you know, food and drink and...
Yeah, sure.
Here.
The syringe spear is a custom job for what it's worth. They're not a mass-produced item.
You might if you've got anything dangerous, you probably wouldn't store them next to your long-term food.
Yeah, true. Well, I'd say we might not come back here, so if there's anything you're going to find useful, fill your boots. You've got a bag rolled in now.
Everyone give me perception check, please.
Oh, dear.
25.
Mm-hmm.
28.
24?
19.
I really thought you said 90, then I was like, that's fine, let's examine that.
My eyes are a god.
God that answers to me. You hear the sound of approaching footsteps. Everyone rolled really high. You hear the sound of small approaching footsteps. Little clickety-clackety ones from the side of the metal door, not down the stairs or up the stairs.
I run to the wall and turn off the lights.
Hide.
Do we hear one set of footsteps?
Yes.
Maybe I can whack them.
Yeah, I've got my glaive out.
Okay, are we on either side of the door?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes, flanking.
Take him prisoner if we can.
Yes.
Okay.
Sel is here with ranged weapons in the dark.
So, hide. Hide.
Yeah, Hamid is hiding.
The door starts opening.
Probably quite near you.
Hides behind Hamid.
Readied action.
Is readied action to knock unconscious?
No, don't need it. We're going to take a surprise round.
Yeah, I figured
which
you would anyway.
Is more versatile.
But what I need to know is, are you intending to knock them out, or what's the plan?
I would like to seize them and interrogate them.
Yeah, my objective is to also be part of the seizing and part of the don't be shouting about being seized, thank you very much.
So I am going to have to do one thing that you're going to hate, but bear with me, it won't be as bad as you think.
I already hate you.
That could be anything terrible.
We've initiated a grapple!
The grappling starts!
No. The best thing to do is to take a penalty to your attack to deal non-lethal damage.
Leave it with me. Leave it with me.
Not if we can't one-shot them.
Leave it with me. So, Azu and Zolf, can you both give me combat maneuver checks, please?
That's a 24 from me.
Oof, that's a 9 from me. No, that's a... Well, I mean, it's a 12, but...
Yeah. The small creature... opens a door, and Azu, before Zolf can even get a look in, just Just completely battle hugs them. Like, their arms are pinned to their side. They are small, so you can, with one arm on top of the other, just in one go.
Oh,
can I put a hand over their mouth?
Well, I was saying, I could follow up if Azu's already got them by walking forward and putting a hand
over
their
mouth. Good.
Like, trivially easily. However, as you reach out to do that with your dark vision, you may stop. A lot of fangs in that mouth. I'm going to allow you to do it and basically grab on, but it's a thing that you notice as you're reaching over.
Sure.
So, the creature that you're holding for the dark vision folk, it is a small... ish creature. It appears to be reptilian, maybe. It's certainly got scales. It's kind of halfway between a Komodo dragon and a small chimp.
Is it a kobold?
It has a tail.
Adorable.
Go on to it. All right, Sunshine, you speak English. Nod your head if you do, shake your head if you don't, and don't do anything if you don't, because you won't have understood.
It takes a moment. Shakes its head.
All right, so you did understand that, but you're a smart aleck.
It doesn't move at all this time.
So Sel says in Japanese, in English, it seems like there may be a language problem, because I think that I may be able to help.
Oh, no, I suspect it speaks English, but Japanese is probably safer. Anyway, just threaten it if it doesn't tell us what it's up to.
Threaten what? Could I just...
Now that we know it's here, can I turn the lights back on?
Threaten who?
What? Oh, wait.
Close the door.
Yes, good. Good note.
So good.
I cast Dancing Lights.
Okay. The second that Dancing Lights starts, the creature squints its eyes and is kind of giving a bit of a wiggle.
Oh, no, poor little guy. They don't like light. They don't like light.
Hamid, you recognise the thing as a kobold.
What is it?
Like, you get that for free.
It's a kobold.
I move the lights behind Azu so that the scene is illuminated, but it's not being forced to look into any of them.
The creature kind of blinks a little bit. And
well, I guess tell it that if it wants to live, I'm going to take my hand off of its mouth and it's going to tell us everything it knows. Otherwise, we'll just kill it.
Okay. I would like to cast Detect Thoughts.
Oh, I don't like that.
Does that...
Good!
That's a bad spell. Does that work on... one person, or is it just like you suddenly know like anyone who has it? It takes time.
Why
don't you read the description out for that?
So it does affect a cone. It can affect an area, so I can concentrate on anyone in the area to hear their surface thoughts whilst the spell is ongoing.
Interesting. It takes a few rounds because first you hear that there are thoughts. And then you get a sense of vague emotions, and then you get surface thoughts.
Yeah, so you have to wait a little while before you start getting surface thoughts.
I will cast Focused Scrutiny.
Ooh. So, yeah, you cast Detect Thoughts, and you start getting thoughts from the kobold.
There's a will save.
Oh! I mean, they're almost certainly going to fail it, but let's give it a go. What's the DC?
16.
Yeah.
No will at all. Oh, dear.
Real.
Oh, no.
No, kobolds are all little cowards. So, terrible saves.
You cast Detect Thoughts on the creature. Does Detect Thoughts transcend language, out of curiosity?
No, so okay, I will hear whatever...
So, the thoughts are in Draconic, which is a language I believe you speak.
Oh, I do speak Draconic.
Oh my god!
I picked it up at some point.
So kobolds are basically dragon goblins.
That's so interesting.
Fundamentally,
I thought they were so much more disgusting than that.
No, little dragon goblins, they love they love making traps and luring people into dungeons and then murdering them that way.
Yeah, I picked up Draconic during a recent level up.
I thought you had.
That's so cool.
If you hadn't,
so
things
sense.
Were going to get more awkward, but not impossible. You get two immediate sensations from this, which is, Detect Thought is working easily, and the thoughts of the kobold are wrong. It is... You know what kobolds are. And kobolds can have, like, the intelligence of an average person, often. They're not always that way, but, they have some variation to it. This one, you may have found maybe, like, an idiot kobold or something. It's thinking very strangely. Instead of it being like, I should really do this thing and blah, 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 it's more like, fetch. Fetch things. Big people, fetch. Bad. Fetch people. Bad. Bad. People. Oh, trouble. Trouble. Big people, trouble.
Guys, there's something... wrong with its thoughts. Does it have blue veins?
I'll have a look.
Can we? Yeah, we look.
It's trivially easy to look. Like, you are so outsized of it and, like, orders of magnitude stronger. I am not requiring any checks for this. It's not worth it. You don't notice anything like what you have been trained to spot, Zolf. straight out of the gate. What I would say is that there are puncture marks towards the back of the neck on the kobold.
Oh. It's been... Had something done to it. So, have you got an idea? Well,
bitten or injected or something.
Gonna cast Focused Scrutiny.
Okay.
Which gives me plus 10 perception, sense, motive... and survival checks against a target creature.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so with my plus 10 perception, I'm going to examine the holes.
Okay. Interestingly, not the way that you think it was going to go, but it's all good. Can you roll me a sense motive with that modifier?
Yes. That is 11 plus 10. Mm.
21. 21, okay.
Used to all them being in the 30s.
Interestingly, no, for some of the effects that are going to be kicking around Cell actually needs to bring their A game.
There's a bunch of different things.
So
like,
for this specifically, you can tell that they've been injected by something multiple times, and you can tell that most likely there is some kind of drug in their system that's making them quite compliant. Mm. Beyond that, you'd have to do a proper, like, let's sit down, do a full physical examination, take some samples and run some tests. But at a quick glance, yeah, they've probably been drugged to be compliant, maybe?
Poor little buddy's been drugged.
Right.
You're still getting, by the way, bad fetch.
Yeah, it's not like thinking in full sentences.
It's also not thinking in terms of fight, kill. It's more stuff like, oh, the general, like, vague sense you get is... Oh no, big people, I'm in such trouble, but very fragmented.
Yeah. It's not going to try and hurt us, but if you let it go, it will probably just try and run away.
It does occasionally say things along the lines of, like, fetch and help and stuff, so there is that.
You could try asking some questions, I don't know how much use it will be.
Well, I have plus 5 diplomacy, and my diplomacy is N, so I would just basically have a 15 bonus. So I'm going to be like, hey little buddy, what's up?
What language are you speaking?
I'm going to try Japanese first.
Okay.
Buddy, do you get it? Do you understand? Hey, we just want to help.
Looks at you, and then, Hamid, you get the sense of big person, fetch, help, trouble, all the same stuff again.
I'm going to talk Draconic.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, who do you want to fetch? Who's going to help you?
It briefly seems to surface a bit more coherently hearing Draconic. Something along the lines of fetch, help. Help, fetch, big people, fetch, help, big people, fetch.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything very, very coherent.
Right, well...
Occasionally onion sweeps through its mind and then disappears again.
Not going to kill a drugged up victim, so I say we tie it up and leave it here.
Yeah.
So it can come to his senses.
Might need to gag as well, so it can't call for help.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's not going to be much of a challenge, and I'm good at knots, so let's go.
I am going to require no checks.
Yeah.
Like, won't be a news flash for people... They're taking so many penalties on top of being an actual kobold that I don't think it's physically possible for them to make the checks required.
Before we put the gag in, I'm going to offer it a small piece of food, probably just some bread or something.
Aww.
How do I put it? You start offering it the bread and it's like...
Offer it one of the onions?
It
doesn't
meat.
Seem like freaked
meat?
Out. Yeah. It's just like, ooh, gross.
Mm. Is there any meat around?
You gag it, presumably?
Yeah.
There's no meat in the crates, to be clear.
Okay, so Cell is just incredibly... Using a plus 5 diplomacy, it's just incredibly gentle towards... Like, you're going to be okay, little buddy. Okay? It's all gonna wear off, and then someone's going to come and help you. Come and help you if
necessary.
How long
does detect thoughts last?
8 minutes.
Most
of myself. But yeah. I have to be actively concentrating to get any thoughts.
Are you continuing to concentrate?
Probably not.
That's fine.
At that point.
The last things that you get are kind of something along the lines of like, fetch, trouble, big person, trouble. Quite comfy. Trouble.
buddy.
You just leave it bound and gagged and it's just there. And it sort of gives a little wiggle, but it's the kind of wiggle that like, something that swaddled gives rather than something that's struggling to get out. It's just like,
Is there any like spare just material in the crates?
There's bolts of cloth in one of them.
I get one of the pieces of cloth and I fold it up to be a little pillow for the kobold.
Give him a little nest.
I don't like force him to lie on it. I just leave it there for him to lie on.
It's all good. It proceeds to sort of kind of just tip over onto it, and it just kind of lies there looking around for a while, but it's also kind of not with it, so it's clearly getting a little bit sleepy.
Dopey buddy.
Well, this is good, because if it does wake up and breaks it, we might have instilled some sort of positive effect on it, so it might help us, or not dob us in, so, you know.
And as you tuck in our little kobold, you'll swaddle him in and tuck him in. I'll end the episode there on the...
That was so wholesome.
That was nice of
him. I keep expecting there to be, like, some sort of horrible combat, and Alex has provided us a little friend.
I mean, yeah.
He told us that we needed to draw a battle map.
Yeah.
And all we've done is cuddle.
Let's not forget this thing has been mind-drugged. So, you know, it's briefly wholesome.
I mean, wholesome by Alex's standards.
Yeah. I mean, we're being wholesome.
I mean, it's how I got all of you in the room. What are we?
Oh, dark.
Dark, very dark. I think we should end the episode there. We will be back next week, and hopefully we'll find out what the heck's going on. I think I've thrown you enough.
All right.
Bye,
all right.
Guys.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
Let's find
you're
out together.
You're a wet sea dad.
I'm a very wet, dwarf. Wet sea dad.
It's like red dwarf.
How are we doing? How are we doing? Do we have dwarven abilities to call on for this one?
I think I didn't bother writing it down.
Oh. When's that going to come?
Oh, that's because I'm grief-filled. Hang on.
If you throw him over to me...
Oh, my God!
You're mechanically sad.
Yeah, he's mechanically grief-filled.
Plus two bonus to emotion-based effects. I'm so sad if anyone's like, well, I'm going to make you sad, and you're like... I'm already sad.
My secret is I'm always secret. Sad. The audience knows the Romark.
I don't.
The Romark is complete.
She went back 2,000 years. She's probably not 2,000 years old, okay? That's
you never know. Anyway.
She lives on a farm now.
Are you going to tell us about it? No, I don't think I will.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.